So the only way I'm going to be able to get through this is to literally read what I wrote down. So here it goes. I've known Lauren most of my life, but it wasn't until our early 20s that we truly connected. Prior to then, our interaction was primarily through our brothers. Lauren was my brother Jeremy's close friend, and I believe first girlfriend in like 6th or 7th grade. And Josh and my brother Owen have been best friends since they were little. As anyone that knew Lauren knows, if she wanted to do something, she did it. She took action and tried everything. I really admired this quality about her and must admit was also slightly envious. I told her that I wanted to go to Israel like a million times, and after she made Aliyah, she started checking in with me like once a month to see if I had signed up for Birthright yet. I tend to procrastinate on things like this, and I literally put it off for at least a year before she finally contacted someone she knew at Birthright to email me directly about various trip options and dates. Finally, a few months before I turned 27, which is the cutoff age for Birthright, I pulled it together and signed up. She pulled some strings to be sure that I got in and demanded that I allotted sufficient extra time after my trip to stay with her. Some of the fondest memories I have of Lauren are from the time I spent with her in Tel Aviv. There's this one Shabbat in particular that stands out in my mind. Yaniv came by just before sundown to say Shabbat Shalom, and then she and I made a delicious meal which we enjoyed with a saf. The following day, we went on an epic adventure that included going to this amazing hummus spot where we stuffed our faces. We then found these random swings, which we proceeded to sit on for hours while we digested our hummus babies. And we had one of our deepest conversations to date, where we attempted to suss out life's biggest mysteries, including trying to make sense of how we live our lives and attempted to make sense of death and basically everything in between. She had this way of being content with whatever her current situation was, and when she no longer was, she changed it immediately. I really admire this. Another one of my favorite memories with Lauren was on Rosh Hashanah in 2012. I came home to California from New York, and after a really bad night of hanging out in LA with this dude I actually met in Israel, I called her freaking out on my way home. She told me she would pick me up at my parents' house and had our plan for the day. We went to this extremely overpriced home decor store that we both secretly love and found these cool arrows that we were both immediately drawn to. Lauren said, "Jess, you pick two and I'll pick two and they'll be our friendship arrows." At the time I made fun of her, but I'm really glad we got these. We spent the rest of the day on the beach at Crystal Cove, and it was just the best day. The last day that I spent with her in person was in Brooklyn as I helped her plan for her upcoming trip to India. Josh was away that weekend, so it was just her and Lizzie staying at the apartment. She told me how happy she was that she and Lizzie finally bonded for the first time, admitting that she finally understood how similar they actually were and really embraced this. I remember being struck by how much she had matured throughout the time I knew her. Lauren had this way of gently and non-threateningly checking me on my shit, which were usually things that I had verbalized to her that bothered me about myself or lessons that she had learned along the way that she thought I could benefit from. In a way, it was kind of like she was holding up a mirror in front of me, which forced me to recognize the point she was trying to make. And then, of course, in typical Lauren Winkler fashion, she followed up with millions of corresponding TED Talk links for reinforcement. Lauren's death had an extremely complex impact on me and my life. I think because my father also died in an aircraft accident when I was 7. Lauren and I talked a lot about this. She would ask me what I thought it meant and its effect on me and my life. In a way, I have spent the years since her passing grieving for both her and my father, at an age when I have been able to process death through an adult mind state. I'm trying to figure out what all this means. Was this just a coincidence, or was there some deeper meaning or message here? Still haven't figured it out, but as Josh said in the intro to this project, Lauren's spirit has been a guide for me to make some major changes in my life, which haven't been easy but have been necessary. I felt and continue to feel such a strong connection to Lauren and feel really fortunate to have had a friend like her. Even though I imagine I will continue to miss her always, I am really grateful for the time I've been able to spend with the Winklers and getting to know Millie, of course, and for the really special friends that I have gained throughout this time, which have been extremely therapeutic. I titled this Slowly But Only Forward because of this photo that I took in Tel Aviv on one of my adventures with Lauren. I don't even know why I stopped and took this photo, but I guess the words really resonated with me. This phrase has actually become kind of like my motto in trying to accept Lauren's physical absence. But I'm a strong believer that our spirit lives on, and hers is definitely with us.